News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Bylaws to restrict busking in Limerick City were blocked by Fine Gael councillor Olivia O'Sullivan, and she joins us this morning. Olivia, lots of people have called for restrictions on buskers, you know, how loud they can be, where they can be, the repetitive nature of them, all sorts of things. But you have put a kibosh on all of that yourself. Tell me why.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, not blocked necessarily, deferred it so that we can extend, I suppose, the conversation around it in Limerick City. I actually proposed a policy, a busking policy for Limerick City, and the bylaws were produced by Limerick City and County Council in response to that. But the bylaws are quite limited in what we were presented with, and they don't take into account the cultural contribution to our city centre. I'm all for the regulation side of it. I do believe we need it because I understand that it would be very easy for me to take a microphone and an amplifier and set up in the city centre with two songs and spend the entire day there at the moment. There's no regulation that can move people on from doing that. And I completely understand that we need to be able to manage it. But there is more to it when it comes to busking and the contribution that busking makes to city centres. So I wanted that to be taken into account. I wanted the cultural element of it, so a more holistic view. So we haven't necessarily blocked it, but the item is deferred so we can extend it. I'm in favour of the permit system. That's not being proposed here by the council. I think the permit can also act as an invitation. It can be very easily found on Google, and anybody that's interested in coming to busk in Limerick City Centre would be able to find out how they can do that.
Is there a lot of support for your point of view on busking, Olivia? I know a lot of people would see, certainly retailers, we've talked about this in relation to Dublin in the past, and certainly retailers say that somebody setting up outside their shop all day belting out Wonderwall repeatedly is a bit of a nightmare.
It is, and you can imagine if you were working in that shop all day how painful it would be to have to listen to the same song all day long. And I'm working closely with City Retail, and I do understand their perspective. And as I said, the bylaws aren't being blocked, but I do think that we're just taking a very narrow view of it at the moment.
Okay.
But other cities have introduced permits. Reinventing the wheel here.
Is it a permit? That's what you want. And is there support among the rest of your councillors for that happening?
There was full support across the chamber. There was nobody of the 40 councillors of Limerick City and County Council. There was support for it because they could understand that I was speaking about taking the holistic view, incorporating the cultural side of it, the contribution that it makes, the contribution that it makes to Limerick City shoppers and people using their city
like
as well
a good
as
busker. Here in Marconi Towers, we're just off Grafton Street. And so if you go out in your lunch break or whatever and go for a walk down the street, you'll hear buskers all the time. And some of them are brilliant. Some of them you'd stop deliberately just to listen. They're so good. But what about the ones that are brutal? And there are some that are really terrible.
There are, and I suppose...
Can you deny a permit because somebody's rubbish?
Well, the permit system would have to be regulated and those things would have to be built into it. That includes the use of amplification, which is can be a big issue. I don't know. I'm not going to sit and say that I'm going to be the judge of somebody's musical prowess.
Exactly. That's the key, though. And that is one of the questions. What if, like, qualitatively, if somebody, never mind the amplification, what if somebody can't sing?
Yeah, that does happen in other cities. I know someone who was a busker in Vancouver, for example, and someone from Limerick was living over there, and they had to actually audition for their spot in Granville Island to busk there. So it was the best spots, you had to audition for them. So
very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Lots to talk about, and I wonder what our listeners think about that. Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor Olivia O'Sullivan. Let us know what you think about that in terms of busking, permit systems, auditions. What do you reckon?
I've been walking along Grafton Street, but you want to sing along with the buskers. It's unreal. Really is unreal.
I have. I've gone up and pulled the mic off them and just taken over. You know yourself.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.